Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On a give, Cook slices through, and he takes it in for the touchdown. A silencer from Cook. Five straight drives with touchdowns for the Bills, and they go back in front here in the fourth.
Kyle Lauer, Jones and Keefe here on a Patriots Monday. If you missed any of Hunter Henry or Potty Mouth Christian Ellis, it's up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You will not miss a second of Jones and Keefe or anything here on WEEI. You can hear Mike Vrabel from This Morning with Greg. Drake May on about an hour from now with WEEI Afternoons, or at least that's when they start. Drake May will join them later on today. That was James Cook's third touchdown.
He's pretty good.
In the game yesterday.
Yeah.
One of them was through the air. I think his only catch was a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have that in front of me. But he carved him up on the ground.
No, he had two catches, but either
two
way.
Two catches. Yeah. My mistake. Yep, one was for a touchdown. But Patriots now, and this is according to Phil Perry, NBC Sports Boston, 31st in NFL in EPA allowed per run attempt. So expected points allowed per run attempt. The only team worse than them against the run, the Giants.
Eeks.
And you could say, well, they miss Milton Williams and they miss Robert Spillane, which yesterday they absolutely did.
Yeah.
But this is now really a five-game trend. Starting with Tampa, the Bucs ran for 113 on 21 attempts, 5.4 yards a carry. That was with both Milton Williams and Robert Spillane. The Jets game, Williams started it, but he got knocked out on the first drive. 28 for 145 yards a pop. That was Justin Fields doing most of the damage in that game. Cincinnati, Chase Brown ran all over you, 23 for 120, 5.2. Giants, 27 carries, 111, 4.1. And then yesterday, Buffalo, 37 carries.
Oof.
168 yards, 4.5 yards an attempt. So, again, I mean, I'm sure Spillane and Milton Williams would help with that, but the Patriots have not been stopping the run now for a while. Mm-hmm. And their defense couldn't get off the field in the second half. Buffalo, was able to dominate the time of possession in that game yesterday. They ran way more plays than the Patriots did yesterday. And so all of that goes back to not being able to stop a guy like James Cook. I can wrap my head around Josh Allen beating you.
Right.
James Cook beating you is another thing.
James Cook's nice, though. No, James Cook, I think, is a top five back.
You said it all week, and I kind of dismissed it.
I don't.
That, to me, is that sits worse with me, though, than just Josh Allen dominating.
Well, yeah.
Didn't he have the most 100-yard rushing games this season going into the game?
He might. So I think James Cook is great. But what I'll say is it's one of those teams where they don't have anything else. They have the quarterback, obviously, but then they have the running back. None of the receivers scare you. You don't need to double any of the receivers. The tight ends shouldn't, although Dawson Knox did have two touchdowns. But
his father, by the way, I don't know if you heard that on the broadcast.
Yeah, no, a few times on the broadcast.
He's a new dad, or once again a new dad. I forget the amount of kids.
Yeah, but if you look at the schedule remaining, the Buffalo Bills are the number one running team in football. Do you know who the number two team is in the AFC at running? Baltimore Ravens. Do you know who the fourth best AFC running team is? Jets, and the fifth, the Dolphins.
I was going to say, where this is going, yeah. I see where this is going.
But so, you know, in the case of the...
The Jets, by the way, I think you can toss out that probably.
I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying for the sake of this conversation.
The other three, Bills just ran all over them.
Yeah.
Baltimore might, and Miami might.
And Miami's an HN thing. The Bills and the Ravens obviously have their quarterback that can run as well. And Justin Fields had a good running day against the Patriots, although that was never really, you know, a concern that they were going to lose that game. I still don't think it is the next time they play the Jets. But the Ravens and Dolphins, you wonder, like, all right, how do they win those games? I mean, the Ravens are favored, so right now Vegas is already telling you they expect the Ravens to win that game. I don't, and we have all week to talk about it. I don't, but it is another challenge to be thrown into and another game that you won't have Milton Williams in.
And as you just said, it's another game where they're getting no respect
from
Vegas. And guess what? Unfortunately, last week Vegas was right. The sports books were right, and we were all wrong.
Yeah.
So I'll pay greater attention to that this week, but I'm with you. It's Monday. We don't need to pick the game today, but I'd take the Patriots.
Yeah, so would I. So would I. And the Ravens had a good win yesterday against a team that has just quit and is super sad in the Cincinnati Bengals. But the Ravens have been, even with Lamar not looking great, and they've had their ups and their downs, and they're trying to win a bad division. And they still might. They could still win the division and even lose to the Patriots on Sunday night. But yeah, the Bills, I did not expect them to run that effectively against them. As much as I like James Cook, I wasn't ready for that kind of game where it wasn't even a 65-yard run like Henderson had. It was just each time he got it, it was like 5-6 yards.
What was it? You said this earlier.
107 yards. His long was 12.
12.
His long was 12.
Right, it's not like Travion Henderson popping up 50-yard touchdown runs.
No.
This was consistent.
22 for 107.
Gouging on the ground.
Yeah. And then, you know, you get another 50 yards from Josh Allen. They gave the ball to Ty Johnson a few times. So as a team, they ran for 168, which is way different than what we saw most of the season for the Patriots.
Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel was asked about Josh Allen after the game. And I don't know, you listen to this answer and tell me if you think it bodes well for a potential third matchup between the Pats and Bills if they play again.
This isn't Josh Allen's first rodeo in these kinds of games. What is it about him? What do you see on maybe in film? Why he's able to do this sort of game in and game out.
I mean, same thing everybody else sees. He's 6'5", 250 pounds, runs fast, hard to tackle, hard to get down on the ground. It's accurate, strong arm. I'm giving you a dissertation on a league MVP. It's like watch all the games and know that it's just the same as it was last week. You had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Last week's team had a guy free, weren't able to make the play. Like, that's why they draft him, that's why they pay him $60 million. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Just exactly what we knew it was going to be, that we were going to need to get a stop or, you know, be able to tackle him if we pressured and we came free. And, you know, so hopefully we get another opportunity to do that. But, you know, that won't, you know, be for, I don't know. But whenever we do, we'll have to be ready for the quarterback that we have this week.
So,
by the sound of it, hopefully you don't have to play him again.
No, I mean, he just seems to kind of be like, well, that's the MVP over there. Like, he's pretty good. Kind of seems to be the gist of what he's saying. And I haven't liked his whole attitude coming out of the loss. Now, you know, Twitch chat got on me earlier. What's he supposed to say after a loss? He's trying to spin it positive. You said earlier, Keith,
we got to trust him at this point.
He probably deserves the benefit of the doubt, but I feel like there's like way too much shoulder shrugging coming out of the loss. Like, well, that's the MVP over there. Like, what do you want? It's like, I don't know. I want to stop. What do you mean? What do I want?
Well, it's funny. He doesn't really have a ton of experience talking about the team after a loss this year. It was twice before this, and it was so long ago, and the expectations weren't high then. So you lost to the Raiders. That was surprising, but I don't think anybody knew the Raiders were going to be as bad and the Patriots were going to be as good. So that happened, and you're like, all right, tough start. Then you lose the third game, and it's a million turnovers, and you're like, I don't know, maybe the Steelers will be okay. And then you haven't had a single game after that where you are answering questions following a loss or talking to your team following a loss. So, I mean, I'm very intrigued to see what they look like on Sunday, how they respond to this and everything else. Because right now, you're right, it does seem to be like, well, they're a really good team over there. It's like, okay, like they are, but you played them earlier. You had more answers then. And so it's like, did they figure something out? They being the Bills, like, did they all of a sudden unlock something?
It seems that way.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, the last two quarters would suggest
that. Well, and I would say for six quarters, for three halves, you shut the Bills' offense largely down. And some of that was their own doing in the first game. Like, they had some bad turnovers in the first game. But then the second half, and I know they had a touchdown late in the first half, but it was four straight drives in the second half, then tack on the one at the end of the first half.
Yeah, like, they didn't cause any turnovers.
That's scary.
Again, Patriots.
That, to me, is scary coming out of this. And May had the one turnover. It was kind of a glorified punt, but he still had the pick in the game.
It evened out because he had another one where he really should have thrown a pick, and he didn't.
Good call.
So it's like, all right, whatever.
So, look, Vrabel said after the game, or this morning, rather, with Greg, 83 days since their last loss. I didn't fact-check the math, but let's take him at his word. Last loss was, you know, early September against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'm happy they're 11-3, and I didn't think they'd have this good of a record.
That's great.
I didn't necessarily expect them to be where they are. But that's going back to the offseason. Going back to this game and my expectation for this week, I thought they'd win the game going into it, then go to halftime when they're up 24-7 and they had previously led 21-0. And I'll speak for myself on this one. I'm tweeting at Cam Newton going, take the week off, Cam.
Cam's like, I'm back.
Like,
I'm back in a big way.
Like, that's where I thought they were at. And so I don't know how you can come out of this brushing anything aside what are you supposed to do? They're a good team.
I don't think you can do that because it's all like how the game is played, right? Like, you can preview it, you can talk about it ahead of time, and you can be like, oh, what's it going to be like with a win? What's going to be like a loss? Same thing with the season. We all do the win-loss thing. We all do the predictions of wins, right? And so if they finish 11-6, it would be the over for the win total.
It'd be more than you or I predicted.
Higher than you or I predicted, than anybody we really talked to predicted. But it also would mean they lost four straight games going into the playoffs. Yeah. Like, that'd be devastating. There's way worse. Like,
nothing good about that.
You can change how you view the team. And even though I certainly didn't expect them 3 months ago to sweep the Buffalo Bills and win the AFC East, going into the game yesterday, at halftime of yesterday's game, that's what we were looking at. So, yeah, I think you can look at what happened yesterday and you can feel differently about the team. Doesn't mean you're writing them off. Doesn't mean they're still not going to win the division, which I think they still do win. It's just delayed by a week or two. And now in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't think any lead is safe against a good quarterback, right? I mean, against the Jets, if they're up 21-0, I'm not going to be worried about it. But you know what I'm saying? Like, in the playoffs, if they have a lead, we just saw a team score touchdowns on five consecutive possessions. So, I don't know. Like, I'd be a little bit more worried than I was, you know, yesterday at this time.
So, text line says, guys, Buffalo didn't figure anything out. For some reason, Pats came out at
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Halftime and decided to stop playing defense. There was a letdown, I think, for sure.
Yeah, letdown.
And
at some point, you would let up. Right, because
get back into it.
You let down after maybe the first drive or maybe the second one, then like, oh, wait a minute, fellas, we got ourselves a game here.
But if you want to give it to the defense, when they needed a stop, they did get one, and they handed it back to their MVP candidate quarterback with 2:54 to go, the two-minute warning, and a couple of timeouts. And
so this is why you can't...
They didn't come through there.
This is why you can't completely...
He didn't come through there.
...take the offense yep. off the hook. And even though overall 31 points, pretty good total, thought you'd be able to win with 31 points, but you did have the ball, and you didn't even threaten to score. You moved it 5 yards.
You got a first down, yeah.
And it was so that was pretty bad because you had your timeouts, you had the two-minute warning, like there was a chance maybe you could get something going. At the very least, not that we'd be throwing them a parade for this, but at the very least, there should be like a Hail Mary in the end zone. You yeah. should be set up for that.
Yeah.
Right, get the ball to midfield, take a shot in the end zone, maybe something crazy happens, but you don't even get that. Like you had nothing cooking on that final quote-unquote drive.
So the other reason to not feel good about anything that happened yesterday is outside the realm of the Pats game. Then you had Denver beat Green Bay yesterday.
Yeah, and that was not ideal.
Now it's like you're not mathematically eliminated from the one seed, and Denver has some tough games left. You have an easier schedule left, but now you've tacked on a loss. They've added another win. They already had the tiebreaker over you if you're even with them, so you got to finish in front of them. You can pretty much kiss the one seed goodbye.
So Denver, yeah, I think it is. I think I've kissed it goodbye because –
It's not mathematically a done deal, but no. Like it's going to be real difficult to get that one seed back.
But also one of Denver's games is Kansas City, which we thought at Kansas City week 17 would be a more difficult game. It's not Patrick Mahomes anymore.
Chiefs have nothing to play for, and it's not Mahomes, correct.
So they have Jacksonville, Kansas City, Los Angeles. So you do have two playoff teams on there. So I wouldn't rule out Denver loses a game, but they need to lose two.
Yeah, and you need to win out.
Yeah.
Which I don't feel as good about correct. After this game. I'd probably still pick them correct. To win out, but I don't feel great about
no,
it anymore.
So I really think the one seed is out the window. I think it's the Broncos for sure. And then as far as the division, people have been asking us about this. I think they win the division because based on all like the outlook and the math, the Bills have to win out. So let's give them that, which I don't think is a guarantee.
No.
But let's say they win out, the Pats would have to lose twice. They'd have to lose yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter what the order is. They'd have to lose twice because one of those other second losses would be a division game. They yeah. have to drop that, too.
I think we're consistent on this. I mean, the Patriots, despite the loss, will probably still win the division. True.
Yeah.
And even though they're not mathematically eliminated from the one seed, they probably still won't get it. Like, those are both long shots. It's a long shot for yeah. the Bills to win yeah, the division. Yeah. It's a long shot for the Pats right, to get right, the one right, seed. Right, right, and so you're probably locked in as the two, which now means in an AFC championship game scenario, you may have to go to Denver, which no one wants. Oh, by the way, the Broncos did yesterday what we thought you'd do. They were home dogs against Green Bay. They won. You were home dogs against Buffalo. You didn't. So I just think they deserve the benefit of the doubt there now. I've been hesitant to give it to them, but Bo Nix came through with 4 touchdowns yesterday. Your guy didn't throw one.
Yeah.
He ran for 2, but he didn't throw for 1.
You see what the odds are now for the division title?
No.
So I think it was going into the game, were they like minus 500?
Something like that, yeah.
Minus 250.
Yeah, so still
that's changed.
So still
but,
heavy,
oh yeah, but that's still, I mean,
still heavy in your favor, favorite. And you would have clinched it. I mean, you would have had it with a victory. So I get that. Meanwhile, if the Patriots are the 2 seed, well, don't even play that out. They're most likely playoff opponents. Keith, 24% chance of the Buffalo Bills rematch. That's
yeah, this
their
is
most
based on what numbers?
Likely playoff.
ESPN has like some sort of playoff predictor.
ESPN has okay. a playoff seedings predictor. It's different yeah. than the Jones and Keith playoff
it's
predictor.
Very different.
Bills at 24%, Chargers at 23%, Jags at 17%, Texans at 14%. Out of those teams, I'd want the Chargers, then probably the Jags. I don't want the Bills or Texans now that it's gone that way. Although, who would you rather face, Buffalo or Buffalo or Houston?
Buffalo.
Okay, so I went into the game saying Houston. I think I'm still saying Houston, but... Oh, yeah. Who would you rather face? Yes.
I'd rather
avoid Houston. I'd rather get Buffalo. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. I think yeah. now my big board would be Denver, Houston, Buffalo. And then after that, I'd take the Patriots.
Denver, Houston, Buffalo.
Yep. Anybody. I mean, I might even pick them. And outside of Denver, the other two games would probably be in New England. But everybody else, it's funny, the way it's shaping up right now, Jacksonville and Pittsburgh are division leaders. So they'd be the 3 and the 4 seed. I'm not worried about either one of them. L.A., the Chargers is the 5, also not worried about them. Then Buffalo and Houston are 6-7.
I don't want that.
So the number one seed, even Denver's like, wait a minute. If those teams win the first round, it gets reseeded, they have to play actually a tougher team. So the Patriots could actually, if it holds right now, they would have to play a really tough first game, but then the second game Would the divisional round game would actually be easier as the two seed than the one seed?
Yep.
But whatever. Well, we'll figure that out when we get there.
Also, if somehow they stumbled and didn't win the division, I wouldn't feel very good about them, but they may wind up getting into their best playoff matchup, or maybe not. If you fall to the five seed and the top wild card, you would face the AFC North winner. Although if you're going to fall down there, that means you probably lost to both of them, right? Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. you already lost to.
Mm-hmm.
And I imagine if you're falling all the way down to the five seed, you're probably losing to Baltimore. So that would mean you'd lost to both of those teams straight up. But those are your most likely playoff scenarios now. And I would say, yeah, I don't think any of that's great. You lost to Buffalo and now they're your most likely playoff opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how any of that went down yesterday.
No.
You can continue to talk about it with WEEI Afternoon, 617-779-7937. They got Drake May today. Y'all got Hart. Y'all got Fitzy. Y'all got Ball. We also have the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.